Proclamation number 8467 of 14th of April, 1963. Where do the temptations go out? Much is offered to you because my love for you is boundless, and do you believe that I will leave a request unfulfilled which is for the benefit of the soul? But the soul will derive the greatest advantage if I instruct it in truth, for then it will learn to recognize and love me, and then its goal is also guaranteed, that it will unite with me through love. You humans shall still experience much through my teachings. You shall penetrate ever deeper into an area which can only be made accessible to you spiritually, and therefore I will reveal myself to you time and again. Through my spirit I will impart knowledge to you which shall make you happy and help you achieve perfection. And it is important that you know how you are made up and why you are made up the way you are as a human being on earth. You have to pass your last test of all on this earth. It is a matter of accomplishing the reshaping to your original being, which means as much as that you change everything negative, which still clings to you, into the positive and become the perfect beings again, which you were in the beginning. Your imperfection consists in the fact that your free will, which was able to develop in all directions, turned around, that it strived for the opposite of what corresponded to my will. That is, it was lawful order. It stepped out of the law of eternal order, it misused its will and thus turned its nature into the opposite. But now, through the endlessly long process of return, it has again become able to make a decision of its will again, which it could not do before in the state of bound will. This process has already been explained to you in detail. But now, at the beginning of its embodiment as a human being, the being is still far from perfection because it has many negative things in itself which it first has to overcome in earthly life. For the being is still entirely under the power of the one who caused its fall into the abyss. And since the beings once voluntarily followed him to the abyss, he also still has a right to the souls. But I also have a right, because all my creatures came forth from my strength. Now the soul itself is to make the decision to which Lord it wants to submit itself, and both I and my adversary fight for its will during earthly life. Thus my adversary also has the right to influence the human being's will, and therefore he also does everything in order to win him over. Since the human being, the embedded once fallen creature, has much negativity in him, i.e., characteristics and urges which mark his affiliation to my adversary, the human being must now wage a battle against these characteristics and urges. He must overcome himself, reject everything negative and change his nature again by adopting divine qualities. By finding a just measure for all instincts which are naturally inherent in him as a human being, so that he can test himself and wage a battle against himself, i.e., against the thoughts, actions and senses of the human being which have been brought into disorder by the adversary, and which, as a result of the former fall, have completely perverted the nature, i.e., violate the law of eternal order. The battle for the human being's will between me and my adversary constantly takes place during earthly life, and the adversary will use his arts of seduction at all times. He will always encourage the human being to act contrary to law, thus to violate my order of eternity. And time and again the human being will have to muster the will himself to resist these temptations but will always receive the strength to do so if only he asks me for it. The temptations always originate from my adversary, whereas I only want to be called upon to protect the human being from falling, whatever it may be, in which way the human being is tempted. It is always the work of my adversary. Such temptation never emanates from me, but I am always willing to help you humans to resist temptation. It is a matter of you humans detaching yourselves from my adversary who fights for you by repeatedly trying to tie you down and bring you down. I will never lead you into such temptations in the same way but seek to deliver you from them. But I cannot dispute my adversary's right to fight for you who have become his kin in free will. And likewise, I did not place these wrong urges in you, so that they could pull you down by a natural law. But your free will must set the limits itself, you must find the just measure, then you will never sin. My adversary, however, will always try to induce you to transgress the just measure. Thus to turn everything good into the opposite, to abuse all natural law instincts within you and thereby drive you to sin. He will never cease to tempt you until the end of your life, but you can overcome him with my grace and my strength. However, the fact that I allow all these temptations does not mean that I myself lead you into temptation. But I lead you out of temptation and deliver you from all evil. If you ask me for it, nothing negative can be claimed by me. I myself cannot have put anything negative into a human being either, but I can only ever create perfection, which, however, the being itself can turn into the opposite in free will through the influence of my adversary. But in earthly life you should test yourselves as to whether you are willing to fight against everything ungodly in you, and I will help you to do so in every way. For I want you to reach perfection, but I myself will not increase your spiritual adversity by adding to your possibilities of defeat. For I love you and want to make you blissfully happy forever. Amen.